Okay, folks, this is day 11, training at the CNI, etc. Sorry. But today was kind of terrible. I just could not get directions right at all. Excuse me. Yeah, if that was any indication, which I didn't mean to have happen. Come on, Joel, over here. And lay down. Down. Good girl, Joel. Okay, yeah. And it just my shoulders were all constantly aiming the wrong way. I got into a situation where she took me the wrong way, thinking I needed to go that way because I didn't really give her, aim my shoulders the right way. I ended up aiming them to the left because I thought that that's where I was supposed to go, and it wasn't the case. Stuff like that, little stupid stuff that I really wish I had taken care of before, but evidently I was having a recurring problem with that. And just dumb stuff, and I wasn't with it. She wasn't with it, I wasn't with it. Mostly it was my fault, but yeah. Then I culminate the whole mess by stepping on her foot, and I felt bad for that. Oh, God. So yeah, not cute. Then we have to have the, odds and ends lecture about, getting ready to prepare them for certain situations at home, free water, and, room freedom, and leaving them alone, three of them, and of course we end up reading the whole, talking about not letting our dogs off leash outside. And then we had a letter from Peter Putnam, which was awful. I think after I get done with parking her, I think I'm going to have a nice snuggle with her, because honestly, that was very sad. And I promised, even with Winsome, and I promised with Twiggy even, and this one, that I'd never let them off leash, no matter what happened. I didn't realize a dog could jump a 6-foot fence, but yeah. I think we'll even leave that alone. So yeah, long lines, retractable leashes, etc., etc. They're good. No problem with that. I actually had a long line, and unfortunately, due to some circumstances beyond my control, I ended up leaving it where I was anyway. But yeah, I don't really wish to talk about that either. I had Farina this morning. Plus, I had some fresh fruit and some yogurt with granola. Today, at lunch, I had the eggplant parmesan sandwich, which personally I think I like the eggplant Italian Pavilion's pizza better than that, but that's no problem. Everybody has a different preparation style. And I had French fries with ketchup. And the nice thing about it is they have a nice little dipping cup for ketchup, so I would just dip my fries in the ketchup. And that was pretty cool. So then I had, then for dinner I had New York strip steak with baked potato with sour cream. And I had some, and then for dessert at lunch, we had blondies. For dinner, chocolate mousse pie was the dessert. So yeah, it was nice. That part was nice. Went to the grocery store earlier too, by the way. That was our first trip of the day, was the grocery store. Hopefully tomorrow's trips are better. But I kind of was bad and got me some gummies. I didn't get too much though, because I know how I am if I get too much. So anyway, I kind of get nervous. I found out with a little help from my instructor about streets in New Jersey that are really, 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 really busy, and because she notices I tense up at the beginning. And what I've got to try and do is not tense up, because that makes her nervous too, and it's just something I've got to work on, which I'm hoping I do better tomorrow. I really want to, I'm really working it hard, and I know she probably knows I'm working hard, but it just wasn't one of our best days today at all. Other than that, not much, really. We just can't wait till Sunday. I really can't wait till Sunday. I mean, there's little things that basically indicate to me that I'm still nervous about my traveling, but I'm really trying hard to make sure my shoulders are faced the right way. Because I kind of had a problem getting out of the lounge today because I sat at a different chair. And so when I could not possibly find the way out, I ended up healing her, and I was looking at different things and the like. So I healed her, I found the door out, I found the elevator, which was probably the wrong way to go about it, but you know what, we needed practice anyway, so we just went in the elevator, I worked her in, I worked her out, you know, held the harness handle up when we were going down, or something, blah, 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 yeah, like I said. Things get a bit confusing today because it was just, like I said, and I'm not the only one that had the problems today, but I'm thinking tomorrow will be better, has to be better. We'll be doing more residential, more sidewalkless type stuff, because Seymour is not a big city. Seymour is a smaller town, and you know, there's a lot of quiet streets. You have only one big one. It's that route. One big route that goes through. And I keep forgetting which one. Anyway, I'm not thinking straight right now. So, yeah. Anyway, that's going to be it tonight. And I want to get to bed nice and early because, I don't know, like, today was just really tough. So, take care, everybody. This has been Turning It to Seeing Eye, Day 11. And retake trains get to go home next week. And all that. It's going to be really, really, really quiet. Just us newbies to the whole Seeing Eye program. So, yeah. Going to get this one out when it's time. And probably go back into bed unless somebody has anything for me to do, like clicker training, which we did last night. Other than that, not much else, because I'm going to probably zonk after maybe giving her a little freedom around the room and seeing how she does and all that. So take care, everybody. And I'll be back tomorrow with another boo of our adventures. Another boom, that is. So I'm going to split and we'll see what happens. Take care.
90% adjustable. 91% adjust 9 minutes and 91% 9 minutes at pause recording button.